Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Welcome to another weekend edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush, being joined this weekend by Vigo County Commissioner Brendan Kearns. How you doing?
Frank, I'm doing great because I'm in the studio with you.
We're in here today actually talking about, well, what everybody else is talking about, COVID-19, which seems to be the only topic anymore, I can tell you, doing news.
You realize you just lost a bunch of listeners by saying COVID-19.
But I think there's some things that we can all learn from this. And like I said, in doing news, I have joked before off air about the fact that, oh, it's time for the COVID cast, because I've done over 2 minutes and that's been the only thing that's really been talked about.
Yeah.
Because that's what people are talking about. There's a lot of things going on as far as, should we wear a mask? Should we not? Should it be required? Should we be fined or arrested or something if we don't? So let's talk about that a little bit. Everybody, I think, seems to agree that doing the mask is not a bad thing and it's fine and it'll help us out.
I think we got to that point, whereas if you would go back even 3 or 4 months ago, that definitely wasn't the case. And,
yeah.
And you know, I think the percentage, there's still a lot of people that say it does nothing. You can't tell me what to do. I'm not going to do it. You still have that group out there. But here's something that I've picked up on. Every day at 10 o'clock, I attend our what they call the COVID tracing, contact tracing meetings at the mm-hmm. health department. And I listen to, the cases, the COVID positive cases, what the tracers are doing. It's amazing how many people are believers after they get COVID or after a loved one gets COVID. And these are people that said before, it wasn't real, it's a conspiracy, it's made up, it's going away the day after the election. You and I both have all heard these things.
Sure.
They're the people that are refusing to wear the mask. They may go to a certain home improvement store because they're more liberal on their mask policy than another one. And as soon as they see that firsthand, their sentiments change completely. Then they will go a little further and share with people, hey, I dealt with this. It's the worst sickness I ever had. It changed my mind. That's what's, I'm confident, has been getting us to where we need to be. It's not some politician like me getting on air saying, please wear your mask. That's something that we need to do. It's our responsibility as good citizens. It's that reality hits home component is what's getting us to where we are.
And we're not requiring that as law by the commissioners here in Vigo County.
Or the state.
The state's
passing the buck on us.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. I need to be better with my political correctness. The state is allowing us to enhance measures.
Right, which basically you can take what the state requires and step it up further if you want to. Elkhart
right.
County is doing that because there are some folks up there now, some businesses could be hit with a $5,000 fine if they're caught not enforcing that
sure.
by the quote-unquote mask police up there. But we don't have those kind of restrictions here. And I don't really think there's much interest in imposing that, is there?
Yeah, so right now, we do have the ability to fine or pull licenses for businesses that sell liquor and tobacco. And we have the ability to impose fines, I guess, and it's icky even saying this, on any businesses that have a food license. So if our health department were to go into a restaurant and they would see that the employees are not wearing their mask or wearing their mask properly, we can fine them. That's something that we don't want to do. We've really been seeing good compliance across the board. Occasionally people will slip. I shared with you earlier that when I made my stop to get my morning soda, I noticed there's an employee that wasn't wearing her mask. When she saw me, she put it on. I was the only patron in the business, so maybe they just take it off when nobody else is in there. I don't know. I know that I've been guilty of not having my mask on, walking probably from my office to the bathroom at my commissioner's office,
mm-hmm.
Where we have a policy in our annex and the courthouse, too, that any employees, when they leave their workstation, they have to be masked. So we all slip occasionally, and I think that occasional slip is probably okay. But when it comes to a business where somebody's preparing your food or interacting with you and I when we're there to buy something, I think that's where the responsibility changes a little bit. And there is enforcement that will be starting in the area. But our goal is not to punish businesses by any means. Our goal is to make sure that we educate and encourage. That way we keep things open.
And keeping things open is the bottom line. That's the goal. Because we don't want to destroy the economy in the area or anywhere else for that matter.
We can't do that again. And remember how stressful that was? I mean, we were told to stay at home. Yeah. You know, and even if we could go out, where are you going to go? Everything was closed. You know, we're not going out to dinner like we used to. There's the mom and pop restaurants here that are hurting. You know, the franchise. Look at how many franchise restaurants we have in Vigo County. Per capita, it's massive. Look at how many have closed. Look at how many people that they employ now on just skeleton crews. This is still affecting us big time. And as a commissioner, I want to make sure that we're fiscally sound, that we have a good, viable economy. The last thing I want to do is go and close businesses because of one or two businesses that aren't doing it right. So what we'll choose to do is educate, help, assist to make sure that things stay open.
And that is the bottom line. Now, as far as the COVID restrictions go in the county, basically we're kind of just following the state.
Yeah, if we hit red status, then that says, hey, you know, you can be in groups of no more than 25. There's a few other things. They encourage the counties to throttle down hours on bars, restaurants, bowling alleys, stuff like that. And, you know, if we will get red status. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen just because the math is working that way. I figured that we would hit red status this week, the week after Thanksgiving, but there was a challenge with test results coming in that the state lab became so overwhelmed last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, that we're seeing fewer results, lower numbers come in. What that's going to mean is we're going to have explosion. We're going to have probably a day that has 800 to 1,000 positives. And it's not because they were all tested that day. It's because we're seeing results from 4 days come in. And we're seeing an average of 300 positives a day now. So the math works. That will put us into a red status.
The death rate is going up as well.
Sure. And, you know, we talked earlier, 11 cases yesterday. Mm-hmm. And those are 11 people that died that were COVID positive. And then we also talked about storage capacities.
That came up with the video that you and one of
the infamous video. Yeah, yeah. Which I'm still glad that we did. If I could have done it differently, I probably would have a little bit. And here's what I would have done different. The video was about a reality that we updated our agreement with Great Dane to provide refrigerated trailers if we needed additional body storage. As bad as this sounds, this is the reality. We already had an agreement in place. But the reason why we had to look at our agreement was because a funeral home contacted us and says, hey, look, we may be in a situation with storage, okay? And I'm not going to say which one because that became a social media issue too. So I'll give it enough info. So we looked into how many morgue spaces we have. A morgue is a space for one body.
It's not an actual physical building facility where you store multiple bodies or cadavers.
That's the generic term,
yeah, morgue. But a morgue is space for one person.
In Vigo County, we have 69 morgues. So enough storage, enough proper humane storage for 69 deceased people. Okay?
That seems like a lot when you just look at it face value, but then when you actually start thinking about the fact that if you have, and I remember one number was there were 11 reported deaths just from COVID.
In one day. So December and January are your biggest months for deaths. I don't know if that's a nationwide thing or what, but December and January, always big in Vigo County. Vigo County also serves the surrounding counties. So if you have somebody that is a Clay County resident that passes away at one of our Vigo County hospitals, whether COVID-related or not, this part doesn't even matter. We are handling that body, whether it be stored at the hospital or at a funeral home. So when you already have a high incident or a high average rate in December and January, you have this new thing called COVID and COVID-related deaths on top, which are exacerbating the condition. You can hit 69 stored bodies pretty quick. So yes, there's a high probability that refrigerator truck will be needed. Now,
I was just going to say the one thing too about that the people need to understand is that, yeah, you've had this agreement in place for quite a while, long before COVID was ever thought of, because there could be a natural disaster where storage is necessary.
In one of our hospitals, and I know I'm going to catch heck for this, but as you know, I'm pretty transparent. One of our hospitals has had a refrigerated truck on site for over a month. And because they can only store so many anyway, recognizing how many patients they have and what the probability is, they're being smart. They're being very smart and proactive by having that truck out there in case it's needed. And, you know, now we're looking at chasing down cold storage facilities for vaccines. When the vaccines do come, a lot of them have to be kept at, you know, sub-zero temperatures. How are we going to do that? So we're being proactive now and looking at cryogenic storage. How can we obtain equipment to store the vaccines so that we can properly administer them?
In Indiana, Vigo County is just one of 92 counties in Indiana and one of how many thousands of counties nationwide that are all doing the exact same thing right now.
We have 104,000 plus or minus residents in Vigo County. We will have people coming from the outer areas too. As far as administering the vaccines to other healthcare providers, Vigo County has an agreement with the state where we will provide vaccines to outlying areas. So, and I have to be careful on this, but so I'm going to say this anecdotally, so that way if somebody decides to yell at me, that's my disclaimer. Greene County healthcare workers may, in essence, come to Vigo County to get their vaccine administered, because healthcare workers are on the target list to get first.
And that could apply to any other county surrounding Vigo, far as that goes.
The way our agreement is, Owen County, Vermilion County, Park County, those healthcare workers are coming here to be administered the vaccine. So we have to look at how can we do that. We're already strapped thin right now because of all the COVID cases. Our healthcare facilities, they're stressed out. We talked earlier about capacity. One thing that I'd like to share real quick about those terms, capacity doesn't mean, if a hospital says they're at max capacity, that doesn't mean that every bed in the hospital is full. What that means is they have hit a point where they cannot effectively staff the amount of people that are there to make sure that they're cared for properly.
So the amount of care that the staff can provide is at its maximum.
It's at its maximum capacity. And so if we are at a point of maximum capacity, and then we have to administer all these vaccines, I don't know how it's going to get done.
And speaking of the vaccines, okay, as a commissioner, what part do you play in planning how that is handled as opposed to the health department or the area hospitals?
Sure.
Or the state? I mean, because a lot of people, myself included, we don't quite get what the ladder of all this follows, you know, as to who's doing what, when, and where.
Emergency management falls under the commissioners. So okay. Emergency management, Dr. Heunicke and her team, they're aces. They do exercises four times a year. They've got plans in place. They're ready to go. So we will be there to support them however needed, but they're the experts. So while in that ladder, in that hierarchy, they technically report to the commissioners, we'll be there to say, hey, what can we do to help you? It's their show. As far as the health department goes, health department serves at the pleasure of the board. Commissioners appoint the board members. That's the checks and balances there. So the health department can do their own thing, but if they want to impose sanctions, fines, whatever, the commissioners have to approve the ordinance. Then they can go do what they need to do, like Elkhart, you know, finding people. But again, I'm not for that. I think that's wrong. I think if Vigo County citizens keep doing what's right, then we don't have to get to that point.
Yeah. If people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, then you're not under any kind of pressure to try to go above and beyond.
Right.
So anyway, all right.
We could go on for another 20 minutes about this, but I know this is Radio World.
With that said, wear your mask.
Besides,
the colder it gets, it's the warmer your face stays.
Right.
I figured that
out. It's wintertime.
Yeah.
How about that breath, though?
Well, that's the other thing I was thinking about, too, is that when it gets really cold, if we get down below zero or something like that, you could wind up having your mask freeze to your face.
That'll be neat. Or will it?
It'll be neat until you have to rip it off.
Oh, man.
So anyway, all right. Vigo County Commissioner Brendan Kearns. Again, some of the stuff we talked about here, obviously you're just over Vigo County, but folks can take a lot of this information and apply it to the outlying counties because they're all going through the same thing too. So something to think about. Thanks for being with us. If you missed any part of today's show, look at our website. It's available for you right there, right now, as a podcast. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.